We're back to the Neil Haley Show, simulcasted on the Freedom from Addiction podcast on Libsyn and all different platforms, and the Neil Haley Show on Total Media Network. And I'm excited to welcome the program, Reverend Wynn Henderson. Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. How are you, Wynn? And a different topic. We've been talking coronavirus for a few weeks, but now we have to, especially with the chaos in our country, talk about a topic that you wrote on your blog that's located on Medium.
All right, Neil.
And our topic is why each of us must make a wager, a bet on the existence of God. Tell us why you wrote that.
Well, as you know, Neil, I'm both an ordained Christian minister and a retired medical doctor, or scientist, if you will. And I try to put in content into my programs that make your life richer, fuller, and in this time of the pandemic, safer. So you get the dual perspective to bring you content that's going to solve some problems in your life. And today, I thought I would put on my scientist hat and my minister's hat with this topic: why you're going to have to make a bet, a wager, on the existence of God. And so let's get right into it. Blaise Pascal, who was born in 1623, was a French theologian, mathematician, and physicist. And he took the position that humans bet with their lives that God either exists or he doesn't. He argued that a rational person should live as though God exists. He said that if God does not actually exist, such a person would only have a finite loss, like some physical pleasures, materialist, and things like that. Whereas if God does exist, he stands to receive the ultimate gain, which is eternity in heaven, and avoid the infinite loss, eternity in hell. So Pascal's wager was based on a Christian God and was published in Pensées, which is thoughts in French, published posthumously. His thoughts were unique in probability theory, existentialism, and pragmatism. So in Pascal's view, human finitude constrains our ability to be able to achieve truth reliably. And given that result alone, we cannot with certain determine whether God exists or whether God does not exist. He concluded that this question functions like a coin toss. However, even if we don't know the outcome of the toss, we must base our actions on some expectation of the consequences. We must decide whether to live as though God exists or live as though God does not exist, even though we may be mistaken in either case. Pascal said that participation in this wager is not optional, and by merely existing in a state of uncertainty, we are forced to choose between the two available possibilities for practical purposes. In this wager, if you win, you gain it all. But if you lose, you lose nothing of substance. Therefore, wager that God exists. Believe in God does not depend on rational evidence, no matter which position you take. And since there is an equal risk of loss or gain in a coin toss, human reason can only decide the question according to the ultimate happiness resulting from the decision. In deciding to believe that God does not exist, if you are wrong, the result is infinite loss. So there's two ways of approaching this. This is one of them. The other way is the more standardized approach, where you hear the message and by faith alone, you make the decision. But for the atheists and agnostics and scientific thinkers out there in the audience, you don't have to have faith in a church sermon. You can just make that decision based on Pascal's wager. And that's my thought for today.
Well, it's a thought that you definitely have to think about if you really believe there's an existence of God or not. And there are many, and the percentage of people in the United States that believe that there's no God at all, no existence of any God, is very finite, very small, very, 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 very small. However, their understanding of God is something different. But the ones that are willing to wager that there's no God really it's very, very, it's very hard to find, I think, when.
Well, that's why making this bet is a necessity. You have to bet one way or the other. And depending on how you bet, even if you're wrong, you're going to have to live with the results. So make the bet. And in Pascal's view, the bet should be to affirm the existence of God.
All right. Well, thank you again for coming by. We can go to RevWynHendersonMD.com. It's great to have you in these segments every day or sometimes weekly or twice a week here on The Neil Haley Show. And then everyone needs to catch up on the Freedom From Addiction podcast. Where?
Or you'd go to www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com. And you spell Libsyn, L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N. No spaces and lowercase. And that will take you right to this program, unless we put up another one since then.
All right. Thanks again, Wynn, for stopping by. Okay. Bye-bye. You're listening to the Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.